horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! Hail, Silver! Hail!
Half a dozen riders, their faces concealed by bandanas, swept into Simmons' corners. Simmons' Corners was the first community to know the fury of the Wildcats, but it wasn't the last. Other towns were hit. Other shopkeepers were wounded. The terrorists came suddenly, pillaged and destroyed, then rode away before the stunned townspeople could organize resistance. The Wildcats came to Medicine Bend.
Smash everything! Get the barber!
We'll show them!
Rip the place apart!
In Medicine Bend, the Wildcats concentrated their destruction on two buildings.
That does it, boys! Mount up and clear out! Get there!
Dan Reed and Tonto hadn't heard about the raids of the Wildcats. The Lone Ranger's nephew was curious about the damaged buildings he saw as he rode slowly into Medicine Bend.
Golly, Tonto, how do you suppose they got that way?
Well, me not know, Dan.
You think a tornado hit Medicine Bend?
No, it not worked a tornado. Now, we stop here, Dan.
Hold it, boy.
Now, we go to store. Get supply.
Maybe that old man in front of the store can tell us what happened.
Maybe.
I'll ask him. Say, mister.
Hey there, bub. Stranger in town?
Yes, sir. We noticed the barber shop and the harness maker's place, and I
can't help seeing them.
What caused the damage?
Wildcats.
Wildcats?
Yeah, two-legged ones. Hard-riding critters that are worse than liquor-soaked redskins. Them's good horses there, bub.
You bet they are.
You ought to guarantee them.
Guarantee them?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Guarantee that you won't lose money if they die, stray, or get stole. Now, you see that tall, slick-dressed gent in front of the hotel over there?
Yeah.
Well, that's Guarantee Jackson. He'll guarantee anything and everything. Guarantee it won't rain. Guarantee that it will. Guarantee a horse won't get stole or cow get poisoned. Guarantee a house won't burn. and guarantee the Wildcats won't bust up any place.
But how can you guarantee a thing like
money
that?
Money-back guarantee. You're sort of a gambler. Now, you pay him 2 bits or so a week, and he guarantees your horse. If the critter dies or something, he pays you the value of the horse.
Oh, I see.
Now, take the barbershop, for instance. He'd have guaranteed it for about $10 a week. If Seaver Smith had signed up, he'd get back all he lost on account of the Wildcat smashing his plate.
Well, we only in town short time.
I guess our horses will be all right until we leave. We're just here to trade.
Well, look out for them two-legged Wildcats I mentioned.
We will.
Good morning, gents. Was that old crew trying to persuade you to deal with Guarantee Jackson?
No, ma'am. Not exactly. He just told us how Mr. Jackson guarantees against loss if a horse is stolen or dies or something.
Best way to protect your horses is to keep them out of town. Do your trading and vamoose. Jackson's a crook. He's hand in glove with the Wildcat gang.
He is?
You bet he is.
You sure?
I'm dead sure, but I can't prove it. No one can prove it. That's the trouble. Now, what do you want?
Oh, here, list.
We need quite a few supplies, Mrs. Martin.
And I'll get them together right away. Here's the salt. Jackson's been trying to make me sign up and pay him $10 a week.
You?
Yep. Package of tea, pound of soda. Ornery buzzard hinting around that if I don't pay him $10, the Wildcats will smash my store.
Him say that?
Oh, no. Not in so many words. He's too smart to say anything like that. All he said was that Barbara Smith didn't want to go in with them. Neither had the harness maker. Now, let me see what else you want. It's Jackson.
Good morning, Mrs. Martin.
It was all right until you came in. What do you want here, Guarantee Jackson?
There's a little matter of business.
I'm busy waiting on customers.
Won't take long. You know my proposition. There's a rumor that those Wildcat hoodlums are in this vicinity, Mrs. Martin. You know what happened to the places they visited?
I know this, Jackson. I know I ain't going to pay you no $10 a week so you won't set them buzzards on my store. It's extortion order or something. It's tribute, that's what it is.
Suit yourself.
You bet I'll suit myself. Now get. I'll be hanged if I'll pay tribute to a pack of crooks.
Adios, Mrs. Martin.
Guarantee Jackson nodded to old Jeb, then sauntered down the street to his office. The hard-faced individual in Jackson's office looked up with a puzzled expression.
Well, what's the verdict, Guarantee?
Sometimes, Zeke, it takes an awful lot to convince people that they can't do business without certain running expenses.
You mean to say that Kate Martin ain't willing to pay?
Kate Martin is a very stubborn woman.
After what happened to the barber and the harness maker?
I'm afraid the Wildcats will have to make another appearance in Medicine Bend.
Jackson, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Well, it's dangerous to appear too often in any one community.
Dangerous or not, you're to get busy right away.
If you say so.
And when you go to work on the Martin store, make a thorough job of it.
While Dan and Tonto waited, Kate Martin added package after package to the supplies on the counter.
There's that item. Flour. I guess that just about fills the order. Now you'd better get clear of here fast. I don't know how soon there'll be trouble.
If you expect the Wildcats to come here, why don't you tell the sheriff so he can be ready for them?
Oh, there's no telling when they'll come. I ain't the only one they're likely to visit. If there's guards here, they'll go somewhere else. Oh. They won't come till they know the coast is clear.
Look outside.
Great day. Kate, they're coming. The Wildcats.
Jackson must have signaled them.
Look out. Oh, my windows.
Take what you want. Jackson, let them rip. Come on.
Stop it now. Get out of here now.
Dan, you go to back door. Right past and get Masked Man. Right.
You should get out the back door. Get out while you got the chance.
And go, come to stay.
No, they'll get you.
No, me help you fight. Me show Wildcats. Me fix them.
Hey, wait the rest. The engine wants to fight. Let him have it. Smash him up.
Tonto fought furiously against the heavy odds. He knew that his battle was hopeless. He hoped to occupy the Wildcats long enough to get Dan away. Dan had obeyed orders in the emergency. He dashed out the rear door of the store, scooted along the side of the building, and leaped to the saddle.
Kate!
Come on, Victor!
Dan raced out of town, across the plain, and into a gully where he knew the Lone Ranger would be waiting.
Oh, Victor! Oh, boy! Oh!
The Lone Ranger knew by Dan's manner that there was trouble. He was in action before the boy could speak.
I'll saddle up while you talk. Where's Tonto?
In town. He's fighting the Wildcat Gang in Mrs. Martin's store.
Wildcat Gang? Any silver? What's a Wildcat Gang?
They smash up the stores that won't pay money to Mr. Jackson.
Jackson? Dan, is that guaranteed Jackson?
Yes. Do you know him?
I've heard of him and his methods. Is he a medicine bend?
Yes, sir. We saw him.
Dump that water on the fire. That does it, Silver. Steady, big fella.
We'll have to hurry or they'll get Tonto.
Go on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
The Lone Ranger rode ahead of Dan, urging the mighty Silver to top speed.
Come on, Silver!
Kate Martin's store was a total wreck. The door was gone, the windows were smashed. The inside was a shambles. Several townsmen eyed the ruins while the sheriff stood guard to prevent looting. There was a stir when the masked man dashed up.
Masked! Maybe one of the Wildcats!
Where's the Indian who fought here?
Now, hold on there, stranger. You give an account of yourself.
Sheriff, he ain't a Wildcat. They wore bandanas.
An Indian friend of mine fought the Wildcats. Where is he?
He won't talk, Sheriff. I'll show him. I'll put up a... I changed my mind.
See here. If that masked man's a friend of the Indian, he's all right.
Did you see the Indian?
You bet I did. He was fighting again the Wildcats.
Where is he?
Well, he got beat up. Some of the boys carried him to Kate Martin's house after the Wildcats had gone.
Where's Kate Martin's house?
Now, hold on. That's the sheriff
Wait
here.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. Where does Kate live?
Over there, the white place, next to the meeting hall.
Thanks. There'll be a young rider here in a few minutes.
Now look here, mister.
Tell Dan where I've gone.
Well,
come on, Silver.
Though Tonto had been painfully bruised, his injuries were not serious. The Lone Ranger found him in the rear room in Kate Martin's house. In half an hour, the masked man had the facts.
Told me enough, Tonto. Now you'd better rest.
Where, Dan?
He's in the other room with Mrs. Martin. You stay here until I need you.
And what you do?
We've got to prove that Guaranteed Jackson hires the Wildcats. Then we've got to get the Wildcats.
The Lone Ranger was determined to prove that Guaranteed Jackson was the one behind the ruthless Wildcat gang. While the masked man talked to Tonto in a rear room of Kate Martin's house, the door opened, and Dan Reed entered softly.
I thought I'd better let you know.
What is it, Dan?
Guaranteed Jackson's here.
Here?
Yes, he's calling on Mrs. Martin. If you come this way, you can hear what he has to say.
I barely came to offer condolences, Mrs. Martin. I'm very sorry to hear about your trouble.
You've got a pile of nerve to come here, Jackson.
I was afraid you'd think I had something to do with the unfortunate affair at your store.
I know doggone well that you're behind it. Now get out of my house.
Kate, you shouldn't make accusations without proof to back them up.
Get out!
Kate, while you accuse me of the unheard of ruthlessness, you're letting the real leader of these Wildcats pull the wool over your eyes.
Meaning whom?
A certain masked man. I think he came here to see you.
He did, and he's still here. He's Tonto's friend. That makes him ace high with the sheriff and ace high with me. Now you get out of here.
Mrs. Martin, I had nothing to do with...
Oh, there you are.
Mrs. Martin told you to leave.
Your gang with you?
I won't need a gang for this.
Let me go.
You're going. Open the door, Kate.
It's open. You'll pay for this. Let me go. Put me down.
Man, follow me and bring the horses.
Wait, the masked man's got Jackson.
Those boys in the street are left.
I won't need help.
You'll regret this. I know the law. I'll get
this. We're going to talk, Jackson. We're going to talk in your office.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The men on the street were delighted to see Jackson struggling and squirming in the grip of the tall masked man. The Lone Ranger carried the howling, infuriated schemer down the street, shoved open the door of Jackson's office, and went inside.
Now I'll put you down.
Oh, you wait. You just wait. I'll get you for this.
Get off the floor. Sit down at that desk.
I'll have the law on you. You see if I don't.
Sit down there. That's better.
My day's coming.
So you're the one they call Guarantee Jackson. If people pay you, you'll guarantee that the Wildcats won't bother them. That's the game, isn't it?
No one can prove I work for those Wildcats.
I'm not here to talk about proof. You've got a good game, Jackson. It's a game that I can play.
What?
The only trouble is, you're a piker.
Now, see here.
I'm going to sell some guarantees in Medicine Bend. I think I'll start with you.
Who are you, anyway?
You'll know me when I come to collect. It's your turn to play.
I'll be Jackson.
Jackson, this is Wednesday. I'll be here in this office 1 week from tonight to collect from you. You'd better be ready to pay up.
Before I pay you,
there'll be no discussion. Just remember this. The price will be high.
How high?
More than you'll want to pay.
Now, wait a minute.
Soon after the Lone Ranger left Guaranteed Jackson, he left town on the Mighty Silver. Then his cry rang out across the plains.
Come on, Silver!
He went to Simmons Corners, then to Turkey Run. He paused in both communities to talk to certain men, then dashed on his way. He went to Red Rock, and from there to the town of Meredith before returning to Medicine Bend. The Lone Ranger caused a wave of excitement and anger in Medicine Bend. He caused a jam in the sheriff's office.
I thought Guarantee Jackson was hard to deal with.
You gotta do something, Sheriff. The prices this masked man is asking are out of all reason.
What are we to do, Sheriff?
Now, boys, boys, calm down. You're all talking at once. I can't hear a thing. Now, wait a minute. Which of you have actually seen this masked man? All right, that'll do.
He told us all the same thing, Sheriff. You'll come to collect on Wednesday night.
You must have a whole army ready to storm the town.
You gotta get the marshal. Have him call in troops.
Boys, I'm gonna do what I can.
Well, the masked man ain't like Jackson. He don't mince matters a talk.
Now listen, quiet down now. I've got to talk to each of you separate. I'll see you one at a time in my private office. And we'll try and plan so as you don't have to pay out cash to that masked man.
In the meantime, Guaranteed Jackson and the scar-faced man were in a serious conference.
Guarantee? You don't mean to tell me that this masked man came to you?
Sure he did. That's why I sent for him.
The love fall. I knew there must be something big if you wanted me to come to your office, but well, I never suspected this.
I talked to the sheriff.
Well, he's got to protect you. You're an honest businessman.
Sure, but the sheriff can't have men everywhere.
No, he can't have men everywhere.
So you try to send a guard here.
A guard? You, one man?
Yeah.
What a blame fool. What good's one man?
No good, and I told him so. Also told him not to bother. Zeke, you've got to bring the boys here.
Well, that's just the way I figure.
This country is too small for that masked man and me. One of us has to go.
Meaning the masked man.
Right.
Well, Jackson, guess what are the plans?
You and the rest of the boys have got to be here in my office on Wednesday night.
Oh, I don't know about that guarantee.
You what?
It's dangerous.
Well, what's dangerous about it? Is there a law that says I can't have some of my friends here to protect me against that masked man?
Well, if we're seen...
You won't wear your bandana, Zeke. So you'll not be identified as a Wildcat.
I don't know about that. We could be.
Now listen to me. The sheriff is going to have his hands full on that night. He's deputizing everyone that he can trust. He's going to put guards in places where the masked man might go. All you and the boys have to do is to come here, wait in the back room until I give the signal, and then come out and take charge of things.
Wonder how big a force we'll have to meet.
Whatever it is, you'll have the advantage. You'll be able to size up the situation from the inside room. You'll know just what you got to do.
I don't know.
That's that, or we're through.
All right, Guarantee. The Wildcats will be here.
By Wednesday morning, the tension in Medicine Bend had reached new heights. Everyone talked about the mysterious masked man and his impeding visit.
He sure talked like he meant what he said.
Yeah, but I don't see everything changing him. A week ago, when his Injun pal fought for Kate and the masked man dealt with Guarantee Jackson, I was all for him.
That was a week ago, Jeb.
I reckon he's a lot worse than Jackson ever thought of being.
Hey, Kate. I'll ask Kate Martin what she thinks.
Did you call me?
Kate, what do you make of that masked man?
Nothing. Why should I? The place is already wrecked. I got nothing to lose.
When did the Redskin leave your place?
Yesterday.
Seen anything of him today?
Nope. Nor the masked man either.
What about that lad? What was his name?
Dan. I ain't seen him either.
Doggone, there'll be a hot time in Medicine Bend tonight.
As evening drew near, the tension increased. Shop owners were in their places of business, heavily armed against the expected attack. Ranchers had come from nearby to help friends and shops defy the masked man and whatever force he might bring with him.
As soon as he attacks the first place, we all rush out and do battle with him.
This won't be like them wildcats.
You bet it won't. We're organized.
I reckon the sheriff will have some deputies here pretty soon.
Trusted men, sworn in as deputies, met in the sheriff's office.
As soon as everyone gets here, boys, I'll give you some extra special instructions.
But I think we're all here right now, Sheriff.
Yeah. All right, then. Close the door. These instructions are private.
Guarantee Jackson's gang was grim and ready for action. But Guarantee seemed to be relieved about the whole affair. He stood by the window, looking out at the darkness.
Zeke, I don't think we have a thing to worry about.
I wish I felt the same.
Every place on both sides of the street is filled with armed men.
Yeah, I know that.
As soon as that masked man and his army appear, everyone will be watching him. When he makes his first move, the whole town will be down on him.
Maybe me and the other wildcats won't have to fight at all.
You won't. Our masked friend makes his first move against another building.
I'd just as soon we didn't get spotted by anyone.
I wonder where the sheriff is.
Haven't you seen him leave his office yet?
No. Of course, he could have left by the rear door. Might be waiting with his men to sweep down on the masked man.
Hey, wonder how many there'll be.
I don't know.
Well, I'd better check in the other room and make sure my boys are all set.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'll tell the boys what you say.
Hold it. You.
Stay right where you are. I'm here to collect Jackson.
But you...
I guess you were expecting an army to come with me.
You came in the back door.
It's easy for one or two men to slip into town. I hope you've got your gang here.
You bet I have. And there's half a dozen guns on you right now.
The Wildcats, huh?
Who said I was associated with them?
It'll be easy to prove. You see, Tonto marked a couple of them when he fought. Others can be identified by the barber who heard the leader speak. By three men from Simmons Corners.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Wildcats. In addition to the men from Simmons Corners, there are men from other towns. They, too, heard the Wildcats' voices.
Jackson, this man's...
Do come here to talk.
No, I came to collect...
Let go of me!
Now get the boys!
Let me down! Let me down, I tell you, boys! Get him! Let me
down! As the outlaws burst in the inside room, the Lone Ranger lifted Jackson bodily.
Let me down!
Here's a present for you, Wildcat. Now, let's shoot it out. Back with the lamp.
Bowled over when Jackson was thrown among them, the Wildcats scrambled to their feet. But before they could bring their guns to bear, the Lone Ranger shot out the lights. Wild confusion reigned in darkness.
Get that mask man!
Where's he at?
Let go, you fool!
Get some light in here!
That's right!
You got two tailing each other. Strike a light and sit down with your hands up.
That's a mask man!
Surrender at once or we'll start shooting.
And we've got manpower enough to handle lots of wire.
Hey, that's a sheriff! Yes, sir! Place is surrounded.
Wait! We're coming out! As soon as I get the lamp lighted.
Step out here one at a time with your hands in the air.
That's it. And keep coming.
Yeah, we're coming.
Hey, Sheriff, I recognize that Casper's voice. He's one of them.
Four, five, six. There's supposed to be seven of you crooks. Now, where's the other one?
The other one was Guarantee Jackson, Sheriff. I reckon he ain't coming out, not until he's carried.
Why not? You mean to say...
Well, I thought I had the mask, man. I thought
so
that...
So you was throwing lead into your boss, huh? Figuring he was the Lone Ranger. Yes, that's who it was, you buzzards.
Too bad Guaranteed Jackson couldn't figure out a way to protect himself from the Wildcats. Yes, sirree. A doggone shame now, ain't it?
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.